WPFP, translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The U.S. carried out an airstrike in Baghdad. CENTCOM says it targeted a senior leader of an Iran-backed militia responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in the Mideast. A bipartisan Senate effort to increase border security has been filibustered.
And obviously, the conference is not very happy. This has not been a great display the last 3 months, and I really put that down to leadership. I mean, who can follow the position changes by the hour, it seems.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley voted against it. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill is dead on arrival. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a ceasefire and hostage release agreement between Israel and Hamas is still possible, despite both sides remaining far apart. FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker gave airline CEOs an update on the agency's enhanced oversight of Boeing and its suppliers. They also discussed safety of the state of the U.S. aviation system. This is ABC News. Florida's Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether a ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution should go before voters in November. Several arrests have now been made in the attack on two NYPD officers last month.
Four people believed to be involved in the attack on two NYPD officers in Times Square last month are under arrest and in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. They were detained in Phoenix, Arizona, getting off a Greyhound bus and are believed to have fled from New York. It's not clear whether the individuals are among the same group previously arrested arrested in New York or if they were part of a larger group still being sought by the NYPD. Critics have suggested the suspects are rogue migrants who should be immediately deported. One man accused of setting off the attack on the officers by resisting arrest has been indicted for his role in the attack. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Indiana's DePaul University has received $200 million in donations, the largest gift for the small liberal arts school. $150 million came from an anonymous donor. $50 million came from other donors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Trip I can't.
right, Jack. Could you at least play something I like?
Unbelievable. If Jag FM ever wins the Powerball, we won't need these anymore. But until then...
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures drop into the mid-30s. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs in the upper 40s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back into the 30s. It's 42 right now.
This bunch of songs that are on Jag FM can be applied toward your community service. 93.1 Jack FM.
My time with you. Tell me.
you think of people who call radio stations? 866-930-JACK.
Your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that
ketchup. Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures drop into the mid-30s. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs in the upper 40s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back into the 30s. It's 42 right now.
1031.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Jack FM, where the impossible is still impossible.
Call. That's all they give me in prison. I use mine on you and you don't even...
Message deleted.
Let's get down to it. just an act so our mom doesn't make Jack FM move home again.
Vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a